He actually sort of got his start as a backing musician for Emmylou Harris. He was in her band for many, many years. But he's had a very long career. Back in the 80s, he did an album called Diamonds and Dirt, which was just fantastic and had like 5 number one country hits on it.
Well, I'll give you love that's above and beyond the color.
It was a huge hit, and it's a really great album. But then after that, the country establishment can be a little fickle sometimes. Mm-hmm. And, they moved on, and he had some difficulties. But in recent years, he's come back and a much more independent artist. He's not part of that Nashville machinery or anything like that. He really delves deep into the human psyche, I think, a lot of the time, because he's been there. He's been through the ups and the downs, and you can hear all of that in his music.
And Rodney Crowell is making an appearance in Decatur this time around.
Yeah, that's right. He's going to be playing at Eddie's Attic. He's going to be doing 2 shows at 7 and 9:15 p.m. on Friday night. And if you get your tickets in advance, they're $25. At the door, they'll be $30.
Shane, a couple of years ago, some Atlanta audiences came to know and love an actor by the name of Weston Manders in a play called The Great McGanigan. And this very same actor plays a very pivotal role in something taking place in the great outdoors.
Yeah, he's part of a cast of 12, actually, in Terminus. This is a new production. It's sort of part of a trend that I've seen in recent years of outdoor productions. And the group that's doing this one, Saya, has actually done some of these before. What Terminus is a play about some deserters at the end of the Civil War. And it takes place at this place called the Clyde Shepherd Nature Preserve.
You'll be amazed exactly what surrounds it, including one of Metro Atlanta's first malls.
Yeah, North DeKalb Mall is right nearby. And they found this spot to do Terminus because there are a lot of different terrains there. It all starts at the same place, and then it all ends up at the same place. But you will follow these separate bands of soldiers and basically follow their lives as they desert the fighting at the end of the Civil War.
Y'all think that this voice comes in and just tells me the truth about the whole world, and I see it laid out in front of me? I can change our lives just like that. It tells me what it wants to tell me, and I gotta figure out a way to make the worst into the best.
I see.
So different groups of the audience will have really a completely different experience according to which band they choose to follow.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And you could actually go back and see it different times and see a completely different show. And actually, the play itself is based on the novel Watership Down, which you may remember starred rabbits.
Yeah.
But it really is a fascinating thing that they're doing. I love this. But Saya is going to be doing Terminus at the Clyde Shepherd Nature Preserve now through May 17th. The tickets for that show are $25. Next up, we have the Inman Park Spring Festival, and this is one of my favorite festivals of the year. Oftentimes around this time of year, things can get a little warm, and when you're outside, you want some shade, and this is the perfect place for it. It's also a really beautiful neighborhood. Inman Park is one of the oldest neighborhoods in town.
One of Atlanta's first suburbs.
That's right, and it has some beautiful homes, and part of the festival is a tour of homes. And of course, one of the things that everyone looks forward to is the Inman Park Festival Parade.
Featuring the one and only Seed and Feed Marching Abominables.
Yes.
Celebrating
definitely.
40 years, I believe.
That's right. That's right. They've been around for a very, very long time. And if you haven't seen them, it's very entertaining.
Hilarious.
They are. They're just a great band of musicians, and they just have so much fun with it. You can't help but join in on the fun. There's all sorts of wonderful music, and of course, you get all the other festival amenities. There'll be arts and crafts, there's going to be great food, stuff for the kids to do. So it really is a perfect family outing for the weekend.
Shane, if you could sort of recap the timeline of the Inman Park Festival.
Yeah, on Friday, they'll have a preview of the Tour of Homes, and that's the only part of the festival that will cost you. There are tickets involved in that, so you need to get tickets for that. But the festival proper starts on Saturday and runs through Sunday, and the parade starts at 2 o'clock on Saturday, so you'll definitely want to be there for that.
We'll be right back.